Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin, and you are tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Now, y'all know I'm back with another interview, and this one is going to actually be part two from another interview that we did a week ago, and that's how we do it. About a week ago. But anyway, we got my guy, my man's, my brother, from another mother, even though the mother is still a sister. Alright, no doubt. So, tell me who I'm speaking to today.
PIWA, put in work always, people. Always come ready for it, man. People buffing on everything, man. I'm just happy to be here with you, Joaquin, for sure.
My nigga. Then who we got back here beside you?
Man, DJ Rico 615.
No doubt. We did your interview, man.
Last week, it was great, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. You?
I'm Mike Q.
Mike motherfucking Q. Hey, his name is Mike Quiñones.
So wow, you actually pronounced it correctly.
Yeah.
Close to.
Only when I'm high. So, and I tell people, I say, you got to say, Mike, get on this.
But Mike Q works, right? Mike
Yeah, because most people can't pronounce Mike Quiñones. You know,
so yeah, it's Quiñones. I know how to say it. Quiñones.
Quiñones?
I know how to say Quiñones. It. I just don't Quiñones. Like saying it. I like
when, yeah, you got
to. I like saying get on Quiñones. This.
You got to let it roll back and come back out.
Quiñones. Exactly. Yeah.
See what I tell you?
It's great to be
sound, man.
Alright, so, and y'all already know who I am because I said it at the beginning. Now, let's get into the interview.
I'm the interviewer, interviewee.
You're the interviewee.
Like employer, employee. Yeah. I'm the interviewer. Oh, okay. I just had to.
He had to verify everybody because people work at a radio station and they don't know what an interviewee or interviewer. Motherfucker. Ain't that it?
I had to start off
like that. So, DJ People, what's up? Where you from, man? Where you hail from? And,
First of all, nobody knows what I do. It's always a big thing. Everybody in my family be like, what you do?
That nigga got big kahunas. Did I say that right?
No.
Whatever the fuck, man. Same thing. You knew what the hell I said. He wanted a Hispanic, gonna try to fix it. No, you didn't say como. You said,
come on. Wait. ¿Dónde eres?
¿Cómo se llama? All right, go ahead.
Anyway.
So, where you grew up, man? What made you get into DJing?
So, he asked me where I'm from and how I became a DJ, which is, that's too many long stories.
Okay, no doubt. Make them real short, even though it's going to be a long podcast.
Man,
let's do it.
Either way, man.
So, what made you get into DJing? Where you from? And I asked you three times,
brother. I know. I understand, my brother. Yes, he asked me. Let me answer the question. No. I'm just saying, let me answer the question.
Hey, okay, let's go.
I was born in Harare, Zimbabwe. Got a lot of folks from other parts of Zimbabwe. For all those that know, it's like a Bantu tribe offshoot. If you ever heard of Chaka Zulu, South Africa, yeah, Mandela, uh-huh. It's around in my neighborhood.
Chaka Zulu, that's ludicrous. They started.
And the manager. Shout out to Chaka Zulu, the manager. But yeah, either way. Hey, man, came to the city like 98, 99, something like that. Fourth grade, that's all I remember.
Yeah,
I've been in Nashville. I've been on Harden Place, for a while. Yeah. And then it was good. It was like a good middle-class neighborhood. I remember we had some white neighbors for a while, mm-hmm. And they left. And then all we had was like Spanish, African.
No, Hispanic. You got to say Hispanic. Can't say Spanish. You got to say Hispanic.
Hispanic is just everybody, but I'm saying
that. No doubt.
We had a lot of Kurdish
people. I'm dropping Jews.
We had Kurdish people. The BP, the
SK. Hey, BP, SK, they all Hispanics.
Either way. All I know is just people left, and it was
white people left.
Basically.
And then
you either with the regular black people that came here, and a bunch of Africans too. Don't forget about them.
Yeah,
they
walk
around with their slides and their shoes with their toes out.
And you African,
man.
So
I can talk about it. It was nothing but leftovers.
Hold on,
it's a little funky.
Invite me over. I will just open the chicken.
Oh no, the goat. Really, the goat.
The goat.
Yeah,
call me back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When y'all got it fixed.
Hey, you call me when you got some goat.
I don't want to see you slaughter the motherfucking cow. Just give me some of the cow once he's just, done.
It was, bro.
So
it was traumatic. It was traumatic.
So what and made then, you then, since you've been over here, what made you give the DJ a no?
Just listen.
This fourth time.
So I was in the street. I was just in the street. I'm going to you. I'm getting to you. I was in the street and I got into music. I always had music in my heart from beginning. Dancing as a kid in the pajamas from Africa to here. And I had a brother, Denai, you know what I'm saying? He was always doing his thing. He had a studio in the house.
Yeah.
So I never really got good at engineering, but I started good with the rap and the showmanship.
Yeah, no doubt.
All that.
You rap too.
Yeah, exactly. I rap. Yeah. I got a lot of skills, but it's just...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get you on track.
But I'm trying to be an executive producer. Yeah, yeah, I'm in there. Don't worry.
Oh, I didn't know you
rapped. No. You never knew that, see? So when I got to DJing I was doing Buffett. That. I was exactly...
Coming to the stage.
What you want to see? You can't picture it? You can't picture it?
No. Oh, Buffett.
You got them DJ drops
in Buffet.
Yeah, a lot of people say the buffet too. Yeah,
ain't coming to the stage, nigga. Right there, people buffet. Yeah, how about 6.99?
Why did everybody do the buffet? It's two T's. It's supposed to be like,
hey, look, $6.99. Hey, my
jokes,
nigga, man. You know I gotta clown.
Got them jokes.
I people. So you.
So that just what led me to it. Basically.
So you rapped it.
Yeah, I did a bunch of business stuff. Ended up being a manager stuff.
No doubt.
A bunch of stuff, and then.
So what are you trying to push the people Buffett brand to? What are you trying to push it to, brother?
You know what I like it is just I like that all these things you didn't even know. Some people know me only as an artist. Yeah. Some people be like, what?
No, I only know you as a DJ.
Never somebody be like, what? He rap, and you like, what? Nah, some people.
Nah, fuck that. You got bars. My nigga, do you got bars?
You know that.
What is the cons and pros of DJing, man?
First of all, I was listening to the other episode with DJ Rico 615 and everything. We was right here chilling. We was doing, you know. The pros and cons are sometimes people don't trust you to be the doctor, but you the doctor. It feels good to be the doctor. Like,
yeah.
I like showing up and you think it's going to be a boring day. Excuse me, I was tapping the table.
No, you're good.
Excuse me, I was tapping the table. I like showing up and you think it's just a regular day, but I got your day planned for you. Like, wherever, you came with your person, your man.
I even put some emojis over his head when he just did that. Oop, what? Bring, bring, bring. Well, never.
Bruh. I love it. But it's just,
whatever.
That's the best part about the job is.
All right, so what's the cons, my nigga?
The cons? Oh, why you want to focus on the cons, though?
Nah, nigga. All right, so what's the pros?
I told you the pros.
Well, nigga, what's the con? Nigga, that's what I just said. Nigga, you're high.
No, sir.
No, real talk. What's the con?
What I'm telling you. So, okay. Let me restate my pros because I like them a lot, okay?
You want to restate your pros? All right, cool.
I like restate my pros.
It's cool. I can edit it out anyway. Go ahead. You know about it. Go ahead and redo it. You want to do it four or five times? Cool. Go ahead.
This guy.
No, I'm just going to go. No, you're going to say, hey, man, I thought I said five times. I thought I said,
no.
It's called edit. Nigga, get
man,
it
throw,
out.
Throw. Welcome back to the podcast type thing.
Let me ask you a question. Do you consider more DJ or an MC?
No, I got two questions to answer.
You
got to
tell me the cons, man.
I got a pros and cons of DJing.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the
pros? The
pros
are sometimes I know what people don't know, and I get to give people a feeling that they don't always get because of me. The cons are, yeah, you got to. I know you'd be going to Nori. He's I'm on, I like to give
service. Yeah, I feel you.
But yeah, but at the same time, in the cons, though, it's always sometimes that feels like somebody always feels like you can do it better than you. So it's like they don't even let you get 10 minutes away. But that same person won't spend 4 hours, 5 hours DJing. Like, they'll just be like, you didn't get what I got. But it's like, just, you need to chill. That's the cons. That's the part I don't like about the job. And then sometimes my best gigs are the ones where people don't say.
Don't say shit.
They don't say nothing. And they just, you can follow it. I can see. I'm a DJ. I'm looking at everybody.
You can see.
Are you more of a DJ or an MC?
I would say both. Because sometimes, I'm a creator.
Are you more like a DJ Khaled? DJ Khaled.
You see, don't hate on my mans. First of all, before you go to him, if you're going to go over somebody, go to Kirk Franklin. He's going to call you and cuss you out tonight. He's going to call you and cuss Kirk Franklin. He's going to call you out tonight. But he's JP, are you winning now?
But then for Kirk Franklin, he wrote all the goddamn songs, though.
Did he write them, though, really? Did he? Yeah. I don't know, bro. Yeah. They say Puffy wrote a lot of stuff. We don't know.
Man.
What the bad boy glory.
Puffy didn't write a motherfucking thing.
That's what I'm saying. But he gets to claim it, and he's working on it. He's his name is on it. And that's what people sometimes get say what's wrong with the music.
Man, everybody know Puffy don't write his shit, though.
Whoever. It might be Jada Kiss, whoever. Hey, somebody
Dr.
wrote
Dre
it.
Don't write his shit. But he was like that the
Still Dre.
Album.
Still Dre. And I never knew that. Shit. With him and Snoop Dogg, the Still Dre, I'm still rolling for the gangsters all around the world.
Yeah, Jay-Z wrote
all
that
the way
verse.
Through. I didn't know it for years
and
later.
And still wrote it through and it still sounded very West Coastish.
It did.
That's called fucking talent.
That was some artistry.
Amazing.
Artistry. That's some artistry right there.
Look at Mike. Isn't that nigga pulling out his notebook?
I'm trying
pad.
To write something up,
sir.
He pulling out his motherfucking notepad.
This looks like a video. This looks like a satchel that you go overseas and buy very expensive books and you put them in here.
I get it.
Yeah, some shit from the 90s. I don't know. We don't want
it's a cowhide.
Hold on. When you gonna give us a story, nigga, it's gonna be 35 minutes. All right, go ahead. Finn, what'd you say?
I gotta get around to what I'm trying to say. So what's
the cons?
I told you the cons. The cons is just people thinking they can do better.
No doubt. So let me ask you a question, man. When you go up in the club and you like, okay, you hear some music, you be like, okay, that's gonna be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Or you be like, man, that shit ain't gonna be no hit. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, how many times you get that right? How many times you get that wrong? Don't lie to me.
I would say maybe a 60-40. I'm 60 right, 40 wrong. Because I've gotten some, I'll be like, I know that ain't going to work, and that'd be the biggest record of the year.
Yeah. So you're going to say you 50-50 on that?
No, 60-40, man. Why are you trying to, God, leave?
Damn, 50-50,
we supposed to be cool.
50-50 cool?
No, I like to think I got a little more.
Nah, you 50-50.
You think so? Yeah, why? You got a minimum.
Hey. Either and then the if I cup guess it right, is half empty or
well,
half,
it's half
full.
Which one is?
Mine half full.
Hey, I ain't messing with you, Joaquin, man. I love this podcast.
All right, no doubt, man. DJ Rico, my DJ Rico fried right now. He like, yeah.
Yes, sir.
What the question is.
We're in the spot.
See, told you, yeah.
Give me an example of a song that you were like, oh, that's crap, and it made it.
And it made it.
And won.
Oh, well, first of all, gold in my chain. I can just say to
nigga,
it.
I knew that was going to be a hit because it was so
different.
Elementary.
I don't know.
I wasn't going to say different. Elementary ain't different. It's elementary.
Well, okay. You say that.
You say different. Stop playing. You said it wasn't going to be a hit.
I called it as a not.
And then guess what?
And then boom, it was the best.
Okay, why did you call it not a hit?
I come from, to the point of a lot of people, man, hip-hop was young. Hip-hop is really like a 1980s thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We're getting our first rock and rollers that are 50 or 60 and can put out stuff, basically.
Yeah.
You know, when you put out a Jay-Z or somebody. You know, we're getting Jay-Z.
But go ahead.
Or anybody. LL Cool J. He's still
go ahead. LL Cool J, nigga, ladies love, nigga.
Are you a hater? No. Are you a hater?
I think you took a dark road down the answer to this question.
No, he's the shit, but you say LL Cool J.
I'm just saying anybody.
Like when a nigga just break out and be like,
yeah, hey, got the moves.
Chest out showing.
Either way, I'm saying is we haven't had 50-year-olds and 60-year-old stars.
And he can wear baby oil on the sun.
This is what I'm saying. We haven't had 50-year-old and 60-year-old stars until now.
You think 50 and 60-year-old stars?
For real. In hip-hop. Ice-T. Whoever, you know.
Yeah.
It's the first time.
Then you're going to get the lightest
became,
nigga in hip-hop.
You know, hip-hop punk, I guess. You know, or... What, like,
whatever.
Yeah, you
yeah. Whatever.
So he hasn't put up a good record for a long time.
All people old, bro. All the people old. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them. Except for
damn, my nigga.
No. But I'm saying, like, as you thought about it. It used to be the 18-year-olds are the only people that can rap. Now you got people that are old and they still got their little fan base overseas, like you said too. You might have.
Hold on, nigga, are you throwing a shot?
No, like what about Snoop Dogg? I'm not throwing
no shot. Like, nah, you ain't hot in the U.S., but you know
what about Snoop Dogg, man?
No. But it's I'm not a shot. It's game though. For people,
I'm fucking with you.
Say, man, you bumping a dude in Kroger, he's straight. Like you won't know him. You won't know that dude.
I ain't playing no niggas that work.
Nah, not you. I'm not talking about you, Joaquin. Why everything got to be about you?
You heard what I just thought of?
Why?
He's having a nigga that works at Kroger. I'm just thinking, nah, nigga, you working at Kroger, nigga.
Nah, not work. I'm talking about walking through Kroger. I'm talking about walking through Kroger.
He's there working. I'm like, nigga,
no,
you
work? No, it's
your
a,
shit. Your shit ain't hard.
You're missing the point, Joaquin. You're missing the point. It's a dude that might walk through Kroger and got $1 million and know other stuff that, like you know. Somebody might walk past you and don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah.
So but I'm, that's what I was.
I'm broke, though. So nigga know I'm broke. So
see, that's a game. That's what people with money say. I know that, too. I know that. I
shop at thrift store, Goodwill.
Nah, that's okay.
I get a bargain every time
That's what people with money do. I'm on to you.
You know why I'm editing my movie?
Why?
Because I ain't paying no nigga to do it.
Exactly.
Nah, but you get what I'm saying. And a lot of times, though, that's the approach that some people... Somebody walk past you in Kroger. Like, I'm just using a supermarket.
I go to supermarket. Because I go to Publix. I don't go to Kroger.
Oh, you don't Publix.
Nah, that's where broke people go to Kroger.
You got a little money.
Was it because of the age, or was it because of the perception?
I'm ready to chime in because of the age of the artist.
You saw like, oh no, this is not gonna make it.
No, that's not what I was saying. What I was saying is now it's actually.
No, what he's saying, it could be.
We can do it. Can be done.
Like TikTok,
like the Beatles or Paul McCartney. I think he's still alive. I think Paul McCartney's still alive.
No, he's not alive. He's the only one that is alive. No, but what I'm talking about is like when you said that song wasn't gonna make it. Were you like looking at the song as an artist?
I looked at it as a one hit wonder. To be honest, that's what I looked at it like. You know, but who knows if it ends up being a TikTok sensation in 15 years and makes that guy $1 million. And then that's what brought me to the thing.
Rick Ashley.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. TikTok, they that own genre, nigga. Like, really. They played this Lil Baby verse. I mean, Lil Baby was on stage and nobody was singing along to his song. But they had a little thing for the TikTok Awards. You know, they got a war show now.
I didn't know that.
The first annual TikTok Awards.
I didn't know that.
All right, so think about it. That song, What You Know About Rolling Down in the D When Your Thing Blowed Out.
It sounds familiar.
And that's a TikTok song. Mm-hmm. It's his own TikTok. Yeah, right. Oh, no. All that. They got the, y'all already know what I'm talking about. They got their own genre. That guy, Moray, man, that's when I first heard him, that.
Look at
my man with the
kickstand.
He was crazy. I work with an artist that, man, he's on the line is similar to his sound too, man. That's like talented on that level for real. Like, how he hits them is a different way for being an artist. Because you're slick between a rapper and an R&B singer when you do that.
And I was saying this too, man. That we talking about walking past somebody in a grocery store. We're living a time of music right now where they'll have that and you don't even know. They got the bag. You walking past the bag. And you know, you'll judge it by however you thought it was.
Well, right now, like my wife used to work at Top Golf. One of her people that she trained was the writer for Butter. You know,
and he had a jingle or something on the radio.
No, for Butter, the what is it? The Korean big band.
BTS.
BTS.
No, but not Butter. BTS. I know who that is.
The song Butter that just blew up
just now.
You know, just
hey, now. Hold on. First, this nigga was like Butter. What the fuck is Butter?
No. The song Butter.
BTS. Then I was like, you mean millions of followers around the globe?
But he's a waiter. He's a waiter at Top Golf, or he was a waiter at Top Golf.
That's crazy.
Well, let me ask you a question: Is he doing?
Oh, he's
you reading. You think they all Milli Vanilli in it?
For sure. No, for sure. 100%.
Nah, them ain't the niggas saying it. I don't give a fuck what you say.
It's not.
That ain't them. They Milli Vanilli.
And first of all, it's 14 of them. How can 14 of them sing at the same time?
But that, hey, I'm going to tell you, it's hard, though, because they doing it the legal Milli Vanilli. They probably signed a contract with somebody that said, you're going to sing this.
We're going to be
BTS. Because you know what I'm saying? Oh, baby, don't you never stop.
NSYNC. Backstreet.
Thank you giving us this award. You're like, nigga, you can barely.
You can sing it. How did you sing it?
The concept of dancing at the same time while singing a whole song is very. I don't care who you are. You have to be in the world's top shape to dance like that.
But let me tell you.
Janet Jackson, she sings her own songs and everything, but she actually said, it's like, I do lip sync some of my songs.
No. J-Lo, anybody. We understand that, okay?
But not the whole song, though.
No, y'all ain't understand what I'm saying. Hey, she can, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, they can mouth sync to their song.
The music drops, they can still go.
And they can still go.
Yeah.
I ain't seen BTS do that one time at no performance. Okay. Because it ain't them luck, man. It ain't them singing. If y'all, did y'all.
Once again, are you a hater? Are you a secret hater, Joaquin?
No. I'm a nigga that's keeping it real. Fuck it then. Is that what we doing? Okay, then.
Yeah, we doing.
All right, now. So guess what? You're going to go on the radio station. We going to record it. And guess what? You're going to do the drive for all the people be, but you ain't going to be there. I'm just going to
everything you say.
I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm Piwa.
I think you almost got the piece.
No, that ain't real. That ain't real music.
They used to say that about the Beatles, because whenever they sang really well. But when they came out, it was like, you know,
they were doing African American songs to begin with. Stop for a second.
People from London, when they sang, it sounds American because of how they do the song. Only when they talk, they sound that way. Look.
You think they're trained to sing that way to make it more acceptable?
No. Actually, even if you go listen to German music, Australian music, no, seriously, they speak English. But when they sing, you don't hear the accent. They're not doing it like,
they're trying to fake American accent.
Yeah, so yeah.
I know that. They will fake an American accent.
The dude that was in Daddy's Three Little Girls, Isabella.
He faked
American accent in a lot of his movies. Like, it's not hard
It's like Terrence Howard and Hustle and Flow. Hey, man.
So it's like me going over there and want to talk British or anything like that.
Yeah, but you
got to be smooth.
When you listen to, don't cross
that mountain.
When you listen to Adele, she got the song of an angel. No, she's from UK.
Yeah, I know, but she sounds.
When she talks, she be like, okay, guys, because they just relax. And they use their, it ain't no different from an actor changing so many different accents while they in a movie.
But the thing is, like, it's not impossible for somebody who doesn't, like,
are defending BTS.
No, I'm not defending.
No.
Them niggas.
No.
I'm not defending them, but
you got to listen to other perspectives.
No, because the thing is, like, for example, Linda Ronstadt was the biggest superstar in like the 1970s for a long time. She sang in Spanish and she did it flawlessly. She could not speak Spanish. Selena did not speak Spanish. She was half American. She did not.
They taught her how to speak Spanish better when she sang it. You right. Mm-hmm. But let me say something. Nigga, that is not BTS.
It is.
Nigga.
It might not be.
They not showing no motherfucking studio sessions of them. Okay, everybody you're talking about, they show studio.
You just freestyle
section.
Battled me on your podcast.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, DJ Rico, am I lying? Everybody else, he said, they got studio of them. You ain't finna get no studio footage from BTS. It's not happening.
Nah, you're not about to get it.
And they take pride in the studio footage. Every time artists go to the studio, they post it. They brag about it.
They
the studio dropping
the
hit.
They ain't there talking about, all right, y'all. Fellas, y'all ready? So here we go again. No, none, not one. Not one. Not one. And they not going to do it because everybody knows that they're not singing them songs. But anyways, back to
DJ Pooh.
DJ Pooh. So let me ask you a question. Who are your top four DJs, my nigga?
Oh, top four DJs is hard because it's more than enough to do, but I would say Grandmaster Flash. Going back.
Oh, that nigga went back to Grandmaster Flash.
1980s. I'm going 80s.
No, that came out. That actually came out in the 70s, but go ahead.
Well, 70s? Okay.
I like those picks from back then.
Man, I'm just going to name it. Ronnie O'Joe Cooley, Grandmaster Flash, DJ Clue. I'm throwing him out there, too.
And one more.
He made my DJ Drama.
There
John
Cruz,
Barack
phone.
Drama. I'm going to do four.
That's only four. We don't do top five.
DJ
Dirty Laundry. We only do top four. All right, then.
DJ Pilo. Wait.
No,
DJ Pilo.
It's over with. Nigga, you ain't even in your own top four. You ain't even in your own top four.
DJ Khaled. I'm throwing him in that too.
Nah, nigga.
He can
it's
miss.
Over with.
DJ Luke.
He ain't going to never.
DJ Luke. Uncle Luke. He can go in there.
No way. Your time has been expired. Did the wrong thing.
You're the worst, bro.
Who are your top four artists that's doing their thing
right now?
And none of y'all motherfuckers said Busta. Busta doing his thing right now. But anyway.
Who, Busta Rhymes?
Yeah.
And you accuse me of being an oldie. No, you try to accuse me of being oldie.
No, because he got new music out. I said your top four. So he did. Everybody's still out though.
We didn't know.
Hold on, stop. Y'all remember that song, baby? If I give it to you,
yeah, that's another song.
All right, guess what? They done made part two. Y'all better go look it up. A part two that no one knew was coming. Yeah, they got a new song.
Wait, you feel like you high? Hey, man.
All right, so go ahead.
I feel some DJ hateration.
All right, so come
and
on.
You mad that you just broke that one? You just mad that you broke that one?
What's your top four? What's your top four?
Artists right now.
Yeah, right now popping.
Lil Baby's in.
That's number one. Fuck all
I'm
that,
not
not in that order.
I'm not ringing.
I need number one. Y'all got my motherfucking segment fucked up. Hey, now I fucking. I'm gonna put it in order. Number one is who you say again?
Lil Baby's in.
All right, that's number two. All right, now who's your number two?
Roddy Rich in.
All right, that's your number three. So who's your number three?
J. Cole's in.
That's your number one. All right, so who's your number four?
It's hard to give it the one.
You said Lil
Dolph?
Baby.
No.
And
Dolph?
Okay, so Dolph number one is
Dolph
Lil. Okay, your number one is J. Cole. Your number two is Lil Baby. Your number three was who?
I can't remember. I don't know what you.
I can't
Dolph,
either.
But Dolph was in.
Hold on. Let me rewind it back. So he got, hey, Dolph, you are the bottom of the motherfucking
world.
No. Hey, Dolph, he said you are number four, so you would be number four.
It's always a setup.
And that's what it is.
I know how this show works
and
now.
And we don't do top five.
I know how this deserves.
We do top four. All right, then.
Hey, I'm not doing this show no more, bro. It's a good corner. You put me in the corner.
I had to, man.
I know. I feel it, Mikey.
So let me ask you a question, man. Are you a full-time DJ? Is that all you do now, DJ, or you got a 9-to-5, or?
Man, that's actually a good question.
Yeah, because you got to keep it real. You don't keep it real,
man.
Oh,
man, I be a little bit of everywhere.
So you got a 9-to-5 or you don't?
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5.
No doubt. So why you ain't at work?
Because I'm here.
Damn, the nigga called out. He is fired.
Nah.
Hey,
is that another segment?
Hey,
you got?
Look, then we got them on the phones, on the podcast. It's like, fuck it, we're on Facebook Live.
And to be honest,
you ain't Facebook Live and Instagram Live, you can't be on your phone, man. Y'all fucking up the ground.
To be honest, too, man, I dabble in a lot of ventures. And sometimes, too, man,
you want the people to know where you work at?
No, I don't.
All right, it's okay. He work at Domino's.
I'm Tommy.
So he work at
Domino's. You
understand
me? But I'll take care of you
if
nice.
If you want a pizza, just
you gonna get it on time. You gonna get it on time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
get you a service. Never know what I'll pop up and do.
So when are you gonna quit your 9-to-5 so you can start doing DJing full time?
Do you want me to do DJing full time?
You should DJ full time. You want to be a Heat Level Entertainment's DJ?
Why not? But I'm saying why? I should DJ full time. I just want to know. Because yeah. There's a thing, because you're a business savvy guy. You just told me the other day.
There's another, you're a business savvy guy.
You're a business savvy guy. So the other day, you just told me that there's a different thing between your personal credit and your business credit.
No doubt.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So yeah.
So you should going to DJ. You now, do you understand DJ a thing time. That's called opportunity cost? Everybody should Google what an opportunity cost is.
Yeah.
It's just a basic concept. It's just a basic concept of.
Hey, but look, do it. Just do it. I quit my 9-to-5. Just do it.
So you're talking. Okay. When you're, so you're talking when
you,
your experience.
When you're thinking about it too much and you're elaborating on too much and you're not making the steps to get it done, it's not going to get done. When I said I'm going to start a podcast, I researched for over a year, started a podcast.
And you're doing well with it.
When I said I'm going to shoot a film, I got plenty of films ripped, but it had to be the right moment. Let's get this done. When SoDifferentShirts.com launches on July 4th, guess how long that's been done since the day my last son was born. So you got to understand, I sit back, research, see what they're doing, because I got to make it bigger and better.
That's the advice you're giving me, though. Just like keep it pushing.
DJ, start booking shit. Look, my nigga, if you can book 5 places a week.
Then you don't have to do the 9-to-5.
No, just hear me out. Five places a week. You can book, what, DJs usually spend 4 hours?
Yeah,
4 or 5 hours, okay. And then I say, okay, cool. We're going to pay you $100. I know it ain't much. We're going to pay you $100.
I don't know. I guess we got recordings, though, so my face was. Ooh.
Yeah. Like, ooh. So just say they're going to pay you $100. That's 5 days, $100 a night. That's only $500, right? So a lot of people be like, oh, man, it's only $500. Well, let me ask you a question.
But this
with $500, can you pay your bills? Even if you got $50 left. So if you get $500 a week and you make it $2,000 a month and you keep killing it and keep killing it, you do a contract for a month to go to this club every week. And they like, people coming in saying, what?
Let me stop you right here. Joaquin, let me stop you.
The nigga called me a king, a queen.
No, Joaquin.
Nah, you said Joaquin. Nigga, wait, I'm going to edit it. It's going to be a blooper. That nigga said Joaquin. Did that nigga say Joaquin?
Joaquin.
Dude. Yep.
Dude.
Is that where we're at?
Okay, so go ahead and answer the question.
Yes, the question.
No,
go ahead.
No. I get it. So you want me to be a full-time DJ?
No doubt.
Why? You don't know anything about
DJ. I mean, you watch me. What you mean? I paid you to do my party, right? That's all I need.
Do you know about me as a man?
What
do you know about me as a man?
We ain't talking about you as a man. We talking about you as a DJing.
Okay.
I heard you. I don't got to hear no more. Now, what they used to do is give you 15 seconds. Right. 15 seconds before they listen to your record.
Okay.
All right, that's it. 15 seconds.
I can't believe that.
I heard you the whole night. Why do I need to hear more? Basically, what I mean, not saying I'm gonna still go to your DJ, but what I'm saying is you ask me, am I good? Why? How you know? You don't know nothing about me. I don't got to know nothing about
you.
You
think I'm a good DJ? You supporting me as a DJ?
If I know you're a good DJ, I don't give a damn.
This is what this conversation was going?
What you do in your personal life. Just like when people say something about R. Kelly. He got music. I don't give a fuck.
He ruined about 20, 30 great records.
Yeah, but this is my thing. I don't give a damn. The nigga wrote for Michael Jackson. Look, I don't give a fuck what he do in his personal life.
All right.
If I like your art, I like your art. I don't consider your art, what you do in your personal life.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think what he's talking about is that DJ is not his main thing. There's other aspects of what he does.
No, he didn't say that. So are you saying that you don't want to be a full-time DJ? Because he didn't never say that. Do you think?
Let Mike continue.
Yeah, so he's not saying that what it's
no,
about.
But I want to hear from him.
No, Mike, please continue.
No. I don't want Mike to tell me what you call it, because if he was asking you a question, that's cool. But he's speaking
this. Who are you going to listen to in this room?
No.
Who are you going to listen to in this room?
Now, you. Go ahead.
Okay.
So I want to hear white. When you the ask first part me, of it, when you first ask part me, do I want you to be a DJ, full-time DJ?
Full-time DJ.
And I say, yeah.
Well, you need 5 clubs. You need this, this.
Okay.
This is what this.
And you tell, this, and y'all know, what did you say after that? This, I say, I asked you the question, and you asked me why. I said, I heard you
and,
once.
And are you able to listen to my response?
Let's do it.
You talk a lot. You got to listen some.
Nah, I know.
You're a podcast host.
That's exactly.
You're a podcast host.
And guess
now.
What?
Don't Norian over talking.
Ah, Norian. Yeah. Yeah, don't over talking. The they like number 5, and that nigga be over talking. Don't. He don't give a fuck, and they ain't even got no soundproof.
Yeah. That's how I be on the Nori show.
Yeah. But go ahead. No,
you
so.
Don't hear me talk, that's a different thing.
Yeah, let's go.
If you just want to talk and be your.
Yeah, that's how I go. Yeah.
You just want to be, yes, yeah, for real, watch it. You just want to be, you want to do your thing, this, but do you want to really want a real answer?
Hey, check it out. It don't matter. We giggle, we laugh, and we do it all, baby. I'm sorry, this is not radio. This is motherfucking podcast.
It's the streets. Dog. It's the streets.
All right, but no doubt. What's your answer, though? It's the streets. What's your answer? No doubt. Let's do it.
Okay. So which answer we was? We bounced around a little bit, but you were asking Mike. What
I said, why you don't want to DJ? I said, I want you to DJ.
Oh, why don't a full time? Okay, let me tell you. Let me tell you. I got a lot of great answers for that.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Why does Puff Daddy not make every little beat that everybody makes? Why do he have D-Dot and all those guys, Stevie J, and all these guys that end up on these love and hip-hop shows?
Yeah.
Why? Because he had a crew. He had Daddy's house. He had to pay rent there. And he had to get, you know what I'm saying, Notorious B.I.G., Craig Mack in there to do what they're supposed to do. All right, why is Birdman? Why does he have Manny Fresh? All right, what I'm saying is, it takes a talent to do everything. Now, as far as that, the reason why I took offense before, I'm a music executive. I'm an executive. Period. That's what everybody should know. I'm not a rapper, DJ, engineer, whatever, bruh. I'm not a podcast star. I'm on the radio all the time, but it's just, no, I'm really managing a portfolio of businesses in my thing. I was an economics and finance major from Middle Tennessee State University.
No doubt.
Pay for that.
Go Blue Raiders.
Just whatever. Whatever. I've been in corporate America for whatever. I've worked for majors. You know what I'm saying? I'm working for real people in music, and in the music business.
Yep.
Whatever. People want to throw out names. And I'm not there all the time. I'm not there anymore. But my point is, how dare you tell me how I should spend my time? You want me to do you just want me to spend $100 gigs in the club for 5 days in a row? Is that what you're telling me? And you don't know what's in my portfolio? And you don't know what I'm doing with my money?
When you told me you had a 9-to-5, it's over with. You got to listen to my podcast on 9-to-5s.
You don't like 9-to-5s?
I butcher them.
No. I didn't know.
That's why I told you to watch the podcast. You'll see what I'm doing. I'll butcher
them. Without
some of those 9-to-5s.
Okay, can I say something to you?
And without some of
you said that you got a big portfolio. Cool.
Not a big for you.
Well,
I'm just saying, I'm not a rapper.
I'm not a diss. Check this out. I don't give a fuck. If y'all ever got one of my business cards, you know what it say on that bitch?
Rapper?
No. It says hip-hop artist, podcaster, filmmaker,
a bunch
director.
Of things. Yeah, you got a portfolio.
And guess what it say? Executive producer. So, I'm an entrepreneur, but
that's the thing. The business owner part doesn't get
listen,
the shine.
Look,
yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur, but I am also a hip-hop artist, podcaster, film. You see what I'm saying? I'm also so
you're not blocking
what?
Nothing out.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't want to take it.
So if you come, if you come my way, right, and you say, who are you? I'm Joaquin. You can do it with a Q or you can do it with a K. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm all of that. Even if you come to me, you say, what are you, man? I'm going to say, man, I'm an entrepreneur, man, but this is what I do.
Did I say I wasn't any of some of the things I was?
No. Because you said you're more than just a DJ.
Yeah, right, exactly. So you understand.
Let me tell you something. I can make money off shows. I can make money off filming.
People got lawn care services.
YouTube. Landscaping. Once the views get up to the hundreds of thousands, so I got YouTube. But guess what? Guess what most of the money come through? Like, guess who listened to my podcast more than anybody?
I have no clue.
The fucking audio podcast. You know, breaking the top 200 of Apple Podcasts my first 3 months was good. I don't know where I'm at now.
Congratulations,
but
too.
Yeah, congratulations, but I'm just saying. So think about it. Yeah. My upcoming audio. So I tell people, hey man, if y'all want to go watch it on YouTube, that's cool. But audio. So look, that's another source of income. Mm-hmm. So if I say be a DJ, make $100 a day, you didn't let me finish. Okay, there go one source coming in. What else you do?
Whatever else. Right, my business.
We have right, gonna right. say you're a hip hop artist. All right, cool. Yeah. I got the DJ.
And I think you respect me enough. I'm getting
fired from DJing, and then I do shows on the weekend. All right, that could be another.
Another avenue, another stream.
Even if it's another honey.
You know, somebody told me about revenue.
That's what you do.
It's not an ocean. They just told me just have revenue streams. It don't matter how big the stream
is. What I say,
well, the thing is, like, I think that what we're kind of seeing here in this conversation, I'm going to try to bring it in. Because the thing is, like, you have your path, and I respect your path. And what is that? And I said this before.
Yeah, for everybody.
You inspired. Yeah. But the thing is that your vision is not his.
And I the never thing said is, it
no, no, no. Hold on, hold
he
on.
He didn't, though.
No.
But I get it. I get what you're going.
No, but the thing is that where you're going is not what you're doing right now. Where you actually are trying to build something that is not the rapper. It's not the
and I'm not against it. Like, yeah, I want to be a part of that. I'm an artist at the end
of the day. And I understand, because the thing is, like, what we were talking about is, like, when people say, oh, it's like, hey, you know Mike? It's like, oh, yeah, he's the photographer. Photographer? What the fuck
don't
are you talking about?
Don't put me in a box.
Yeah, they'll try to put you in a box. And I do. And if I tell you all the shit that I do, you're like, nah, man, I used to go to a restaurant. I used to work at the police department. And some people even know me as
for he's a narc.
You know, and what it said, and he's a narc. I used to work with a lawyer and all this kind of stuff. Mm. I used to be a clown.
There's a lot of different experiences.
Exactly.
You were a real clown? Like,
no, seriously. I know how to do little magic.
For the kids, balloon tricks.
Yeah, like homie the clown.
Yeah.
Like, for example.
Homie don't play that looking ass.
So what is it?
You the fucking clown.
And I used to.
Hey, but you just said don't hate on people's paths.
No,
I just had hit Mike in the stomach.
No, but I also was a bodyguard. And I also being a bouncer. And I also being what all this kind of stuff. And what I see you is you're actually going to a path that you know where your north is, but people don't understand it because it's not an unusual north. Yeah, so it's kind of like when people say,
hey, they say sometimes a jack of all trades, master of none. That's kind of
I don't believe that. And I think when you're a master.
What are you saying, bro? It's not that great, bro. It's not that great.
No, he said the bodyguard.
You sound like Macy Gray, bro.
He said the bodyguard.
You sound like Macy Gray, bro.
I'm saying it is.
So you.
Macy Gray with the gap. Come on, man.
So do you have
Macy Gray with the gap. Come on, you got to chill out,
bro. So do you understand what I'm saying? It's like you have your north. You know where you're going.
Yeah.
And that's exactly kind of like the same thing I'm doing. I'm building my company. I just started a company with promotions and t-shirts and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. But I'm also an illustrator. I do children's books. Mm. I do adult books. All kinds of stuff.
So being painted in a box is just so
easy. Hold on. Let me ask y'all a question. I just told y'all all the shit I do. That's not in a box. It's outside a box.
But you asked me, like, why you not DJing every day is what you asked me.
No, that ain't what I said. I know I didn't. I can't wait till this podcast come out. No, I said,
what's up?
Why don't you be a full-time DJ?
I am a full-time DJ.
No, this is what I said. Without working your 9-to-5, that's what I said.
Oh, you don't like the 9-to-5 part.
No, I'm saying, hey, look, this is my opinion, right? So I'm going to say my opinion. Mm. If you're doing Uber, you're doing Lyft, you're doing something, you can work on
DoorDash,
your
whatever.
Okay, and you can work on your own time. That is not a 9-to-5. That's a flexible schedule where you can do things to try to pursue what you really want to do. Okay, my opinion again. I've seen it. I've experienced it. Opportunity and costs I know a real lot thing. Of people.
If you spend all your time in one
most
place.
Most people that are doing 9 to 5 that are going for jeans, not saying all.
I can actually break down. I can actually break down to you the financial statistics on actually survive off DJing for a month.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Even the statistics. Like,
without a 9 to 5.
DJ Rego 6-1.
But listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. So the thing is, when you don't get that 9 to 5, I mean, you don't take that 9 to 5, you don't want a paycheck. I research billionaires. I don't research millionaires. You know what somebody said to me? Man, why you research millionaires? Like, well, you don't research them because they a step before they get to a billion. You know what I tell them? Let me tell you, man, I'm dropping jewels, nigga, wherever I go. First and foremost, I'm researching billionaires because they have been what? Millionaires.
Before.
I don't need to go through the middle man.
At some point.
So I'm going to research the man that's sitting here on the top because he done been where you at. So what I should do is research you and be like, okay, this is where you want to be at. No. Let me search the motherfuckers that's there and where you trying to get. And I can learn about your millions. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. I do. If I'm going to do it, and my grandmama, I know your grandma told you, I know your grandma told you, I don't give a fuck if you want to be a DJ, an ice skater.
Be the best one.
Whatever the fuck. You know what she told me?
Be the
if
best.
You going to do it,
do it
big.
All the way.
It don't matter. You know what I mean?
Is that what you were trying to say the first time?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying just be a DJ for the rest of your... He understands why he didn't say nothing. But you understand, you just want to be a DJ? No, nigga. I'm trying to show you the other shit you can do with the talent you got. Let me tell you something. I love my
dad. I went wrong with it.
I love my dad to death. But guess what? My dad got talent that he's wasting.
Yeah, that happens though.
He got talent that he's wasting. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you're going to be old like that and break your back doing stuff that's really not what you love to do. It's cool being in a comfort zone and saying, look, I'm making $30 an hour, man. So you get comfortable with that, and then you get in that box. I'm not saying that my vision is your vision. No, I don't give a fuck what your vision. I hope your vision ain't like mine. Be fucking unique, have your own goddamn vision. I'm saying is...
Right, that's how I was taking it. You feel me? Like,
if you gon' do it, do it big. I'm not saying that do DJ bigger than executive producer.
You're not liking Khaled right now.
Yeah, Khaled cool. Khaled's not my type of guy. You know, when
Kirk Franklin was the biggest one. He did it with gospel. GP, are you with now?
You know what somebody said to me? Let me ask you something.
You know,
what somebody said to me? And then tell me, am I right or am I wrong? You know, to my two people that's on the phone.
Okay.
So look, if... I don't edit shit. I'm fuck with y'all. I don't edit shit. But nah, y'all good. I'm just fucking with you. Mm-hmm. But so the thing is right here, man. A mother came to me and said, now, won't you just blow up in music? Guys, somebody I know. He was like, man, you got this hard music, man. You need to push that music a lot. Push that music a lot. You know what I told him? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a hip hop artist. But I know what need to take a back seat right now. You know, yeah, my music is still dope. I got an EP coming out.
Yeah,
but
still,
I know what
I
need to take a back seat. I got a film that I got to finish editing. I got to do that. That what got to be on the front center.
That's a transition in itself.
My podcast
going from
has
music to
be
film
every it's, week, it's right? Good. So the thing is, if I want to set up a show, I know I can go set up a show. But right now, I need to be setting up film festivals, a trailer for the film. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So everybody want me to think.
All that was still playing to music, even when it's coming out. Your music is still playing to the promotional package.
No doubt. So why even focus on this? Because my music ain't going to push my movie.
No.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if it be songs y'all ain't never heard of.
But it's a soundtrack. It's the official soundtrack to the movie.
But have you ever watched the movie? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You hear songs. No.
You ever watched
the songs
movie
you like,
that you ain't never heard? But you hear it in that movie.
I go back and look for it.
And you look. Right,
I'm going to give you a perfect example. American Gangster. I go look up the music in American Gangster when Denzel played in all the time.
Yeah, because you like.
It's hard to find an Anthony Hamilton song.
Oh, it is. Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you would know. You would know.
That's what people do. That's what people do. You know what I mean? So I want you to be the best at whatever you do. But I want you to create generational wealth has been a black man. You feel what I'm saying? We need it.
We need it
because this is the thing.
I receive that.
We want to build millions just to go blow it. You know what I mean? No, nigga. We got to get generational.
No, I receive that, bro. And I really appreciate that, man. And for sure, I'm going to do my best to make sure it works out that way. And that was the whole part it was about. It was like, you trying to tell me one revenue stream. I was like, well. But it was just like, just be the best. And I think, hey, like you said, man, you hired me. I didn't know your story was going on.
And I didn't know that you did hip hop. So yeah. I would have been like, man, what's up, man? So we can
you can perform too. You can whatever. Yeah, exactly. You may have him as a DJ. Know. Yeah,
came in as a DJ. Loved it. You know, even though it was to a third party, I should have been able to know. Uh-huh. Come straight to you, but you know.
No, it's all good, man. It's good to reconnect on here.
So let me ask you a question about Zimbabwe.
Yeah, sure, man.
It's actually very funny to listen to an interview of two alpha males. And, you know, and it's just like one talk to another. And it's like, oh, there you go. It's funny. It's just hilarious.
I like that you classified me as alpha male.
No, you are.
Yeah. He's a beta male. But look, so when that was a hard transition.
I'm in here.
So Zimbabwe, man, I'm going to Africa. Supposed to be next year, man. Tell me the beautiful parts and the beautiful things about the country that you're from, brother.
Man, lots of beautiful fresh food. I tell you that much, man. And,
I thought you would say women.
Also too, I'm in a committed relationship. You're not gonna get me all messed up on this.
You sound like him on the podcast.
Hey, but you can hit. There's a magic city for you.
Nah, because he said his girl suck his dick.
Oh,
well, his wife suck his dick.
Wow.
He said on the podcast, it's already on air.
You can't even post that.
It's on air already.
My man's trying to hit me up. You can't even post that.
This is what
you do.
Hey, y'all got to go watch it. Because it got it
God
got,
damn it, dude.
Hey, look, it got about five. Listen,
baby, we can't even post it on Instagram. This
that video. Look, that podcast got 5K on the what you call
I
it.
I hear the motherfucker goes and tells my daughter, 12 year old daughter, to check out my. His Check podcast,
I'm not good no more.
What the fuck?
I tell your daughter because I'm marketing my podcast.
Yeah, don't tell the 12-year-old daughter.
What the fuck? Listen, I'm not marketing
That's
that.
Not the way it works.
No, this is the way it works.
It's not the way it works.
Hey, if somebody is marketing their podcast, are they marketing episodes? They come in there saying, look. It's my podcast, right? They'll say, look, here's my episode.
And she's like pulling up and goes, Mom, I'm like, fucking A.
Hey, you gotta chill.
Let me ask you a question.
This ain't Drink Chance. When you're doing marketing,
you're doing marketing and some kids get a hold to the shit you marketing, is that my fault?
No.
Or is the parents' fault?
No, that's different.
I was marketing.
No.
I said, go check out my podcast. Subscribe to the channel. That is marketing.
Watch Uncle talk about some heroin.
Hey, DJ Rico, what the fuck is that called? Don't lie. Brutally honest.
Hey.
That's what?
If I go to your daughter and say, by the way, I work with Joaquin. And I'm a filmmaker. Yeah. Checking my films. Who she's going to
love for? It didn't work out for R. Kelly. It didn't work out for R. Kelly. That's all I can tell you.
I don't know, but you'll sound like a creep saying,
No. Check out your film. No, it's the same shit. He's saying, what kind of content?
Hey,
like,
imagine. You know,
and now if they stumble on it, now here's what I say. If you didn't pass them the flyer,
but if they stumble on it,
I don't care.
I want to say this though.
If you know my name, Joaquin, and you started this boom, like, oh, that's
this
him
is the
right
weirdest
there.
Podcast I've ever been on, bro. I'm not doing this no more.
My shit is like Daisy Chain.
I'm not doing this no more.
On my site, you can get to any other site I got. It's over with.
Man, there's either two ways around this. Either I cannot say and reveal it on this show. what I want to go out like that, or two. I can just have that talk and be like, hey, man, we talk about certain things on this show. You know, that child's a certain age, you know, they might understand a little bit more. But you can actually talk to them to help them.
Hey, my stepdaughter listens to my podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of like you got to remember some shit around me. You know, I cuss like a fucking sailor. I don't give a fuck. That's what the fuck I want to say.
Yeah, but then,
long,
like,
long as we're able to explain our art at the end of the day, we
good. Yeah, because, look, hey, I always remember something, man.
That's the point.
Look,
though.
Look.
Art and entertainment.
Look, one thing I don't do is I don't hide shit from kids. One thing I do not do, I do not hide the world that we live in. So,
that's fine.
Hey, hold on, stop for a second. So, my thing, if I say, hey, look, check out my podcast. Okay, I don't even got to say podcast. If I say go check out my music, what's the difference? Right? It's like, okay, I don't want to listen to your podcast, but they can listen to your music. What the fuck? It makes no sense because the way I am on music, I am on my podcast. So you're going
to tell. Did that make no sense to you?
No. So you would say, I let my kid go listen to this crazy fucking gangster shit, right? But I don't want them to watch Minister Society. That is a conflict of fucking interest, dog.
Okay,
so
it's similar.
It don't matter what you say on the podcast.
No, but the thing is, you see, I don't go to your daughter and go, hey, you know what? We talked about your mom sucking your dad's dick. You know?
Here's a video.
No,
that ain't the same thing. But if you come to my daughter, if you come to my daughter and you say, hey, y'all check me out on your dad podcast, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you
but
feel
you
me?
Keep on bringing it up.
You keep on bringing it up.
Here's what we got to say.
We're talking like about this. Trump, and then you're like, oh, he says that his wife sucks.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing.
No.
Look, understand something. When you come and you talk to me, I'm going to say jokes. I'm going to say this. And guess what? You can throw them back. You can say,
yeah, you're welcome.
You know why? I don't give a fuck. You know why? I don't take it to the heart. I don't take it personal. What we are doing is called entertainment.
It is, yeah.
When I talk about my girl, when she get mad, throw holes in the goddamn wall, she throw a fit like a toddler. It is what it is. She might get mad when she hit it, say, fuck you. And guess what I'm going to say? That's what's up. Love you too. Fuck you too. Keep it moving. It is what it is. You get what I'm saying? So my thing is we having a conversation, okay, and you bring something to the table.
He said, "This is not me."
Why is he
making that face like he's just an innocent angel?
Worry about it, cause we got a ruling out of
hold on, no. Hey, you bring all the drama to the radio station and cross the line half the time.
Hey, DJ Rico,
I need you to cross
DJ
the line
Rico,
on the podcast.
D-Ray, I got him.
Get him a good question.
No
political answers either.
And guess what? You love your girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, because brutally honest question is going to test your loyalty. So my thing
why
is
why would
this.
You go straight for that?
Hey, because look, this is what you got to understand. Everybody got to remember
this
something.
This is terrible.
You know what the world done became? And I noticed something. When I was gone from the world, and I came back to the world because I was on vacation, right? For a while. I was just on vacation. So check this out. When I came back to the world, everybody became sensitive. Everybody said, oh, no.
Politically
don't
correct.
Say this.
Yeah. No,
if
fine.
You ask me, how do you fuck your chick in the bed? I ain't gonna say, oh, that's private. I'm gonna say, I raise those legs up. I'm gonna tell you how I pound that pussy, that poop my neck. I'm gonna let you know. Now, remember something about me. All right, you gotta get this. Remember something about
no,
me.
No, I got you. I know who you
don't
are.
Let nothing bother me. I don't get embarrassed.
Yeah,
I don't get. You know why I don't? Because it's one thing I remember. Some shit is cool. It doesn't matter.
No,
y'all was talking. We talking about eating ass, and you know he ate ass, right? We remember that.
Yeah, but the
right?
thing is, like, here's
I don't
want to
judge
about
it.
You have to understand.
You know what? You're at the age of our daughters and stuff, they see butt ass naked.
No, the thing is, like, I don't.
No, he's old white man naked in the YMCA, locker room.
No, but here's the thing. It's like I don't mind what we're talking about here. And if I didn't trust what we're doing, then I wouldn't be honest. Now, here's the thing: is that when you went and said, "Oh, go talk, go check out my podcast." It's like, it's a 12-year-old girl. There's some people that are very uncomfortable with doing that. And
what's that bringing it up to, though? That's the harsh.
I, but yeah. Guess, like, for example, my stepdaughter friends and stuff, whatever, they Actually, she tell them to check out my podcast. So, and actually, some of them come out and be like, oh, don't you got a podcast? I'm like, yeah, check it out. Or, hey, you rap. Yeah, I heard one of your songs. That's it, let me hear.
And what's it?
What is your YouTube?
And, you know what and what's the difference than Lil Baby, Da Baby, or anybody else?
No, but that's what what I'm saying is this right here. If I was one of these famous people or something like that, and I'm out here promoting this shit, it's really not much of a problem because it's like their daughter could be a fan or their son could be a fan. So it's really not a problem. But since you have not reached that thing, it ain't nothing to do with you, but it is what it is. We talking, and, you know, like I said, if you take it personal, take it personal.
I don't
it
take what anything it
is.
Personal.
But this is how we do it. So if that happens and you up in there and then you got these fans, it's cool, right? You can say, hey to my son, hey to my wife, she's a fan of yours. But before you are at that level, there could be an issue with a lot of other people when it comes to their kids.
Let me be honest with you, man. A lot of people are going to take it different. People parent differently. People adult differently.
Because you know what happened? A parent is saying, I don't like that music you listen to.
Hey, man, you're over-talking. Anybody ever talk
about
that?
No, I'm going to tell you something. Because I've seen this clip. It was the baby, if I'm mistaken. It's like the parent didn't like him listening to the baby. But soon as they saw the baby out, everything changed. You get what I mean? Also, they didn't see him all the baby. All either. Now everything changed. Have you seen Atlanta? Have y'all seen that show Atlanta? When he was segment.
It was a popular
and
show.
And he was helping the kid out and all that.
With Childish Gambino and all
and
them
she was
in
like,
there.
I don't let my kid listen to all that old boo music. Mm-hmm. And then when the kid started singing the song, she was like, oh, that's you? You know, everything fucking changed. You know, I'm not saying you like that, but I've seen it, man, a lot. So my thing is this right here. If you want to shut to your kid, cool, shut to your kid. All right, nothing
but if you
want to
be the
that.
First one to teach him,
no,
be the first one
that.
To teach him.
But let me tell you something about me.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation. Then this is something about me. Mm-hmm. If you rather like, hey, my man, you know, I don't want my kid to know what you do.
Or what I do.
Or your podcast, your music. I don't want my kid to know.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So this is what we'll do.
Hey, to be honest, man.
I stay away from your kid. You know what I mean?
You stay away from my kid?
Nope. I stay away from your kid. I don't give a fuck if you're around mine. I don't do that. Stay with my kid. No.
You don't edit. You don't
want me around your kid. I got friends right now
that
I'm a little too raunchy for them, and they don't want me around their kids.
Their kids, because they
and
like,
guess what? Yeah. And we've been homies for 24 years.
Yeah. Do you respect that, though?
Yeah, I got to respect it. So I won't come around your kid, but guess what? You can always come around.
But the funniest thing is,
we just different people.
See, but the thing is, like, okay, here's the issue that I'm trying to bring up, is that I don't shelter my kids. Okay,
I never said you did.
No.
I'm speaking.
I'm general. Yeah, we talking about general.
No. I don't shelter my kid. I'm actually very honest when she asks about anything and stuff like that. But the thing is, like, the problem that I keep on having is that. That was a comment that we brought up like long time fucking ago. You keep on bringing it up every fucking time I come up. And the thing is like,
it's a podcast, it's called joking, it's called talking shit, bro.
Yeah,
when you take it personal,
like,
don't come back on the podcast
personal.
And we ain't got to do it.
No,
I don't give a fuck.
No, but here's the thing.
I get what they're saying though, too, though.
I don't care.
I was a shelterer, then I turned into a not shelterer, then a shelterer. I got a teenage daughter, bro. You know, I understand. You know
yeah, but the thing is, like, it's not about the
you
thing.
You said I keep bringing it up, Mike. Yes. That's what you said, and guess what? This is a podcast. If you ever go watch podcasts, you will hear. My guy Charlamagne and God bring some shit up that happened 2 months ago. He'll bring it up again. Am I right or wrong? If you go look at,
and they say I'm Charlamagne on my show. They say I'm Charlamagne on my show.
Hold on,
you go hard, bro.
These are podcasts.
You
brother.
Go hard, bro.
If you go watch, not just Drink Champs. You go watch 85.
Fine.
We bring it up. You know why?
Because it was a South Show, my favorite.
No, but that's fine.
And that's the thing. So you can't take it. You can't take it that way. Like if you say to me, well, you remember on the podcast, you say your girl buy all this fucking shit for Amazon. Hey, remember when he did that? I don't care. Bring the content. It's cool. Then when a person just heard what we saying, because we just naturally talking, you get what I'm saying? They might be like,
But you talk a lot. They said about me on my show.
Listen, you know what they're going to say?
They're
going to say, oh, man, let's go find that episode, right? And guess what that does? They give them more knowledge. It's knowledge, no, bro, but the thing that is, we like, kick them. And that will bring them to another segment that is give them knowledge. Yeah, but the thing is, like,
no, what I'm talking about is that, you know, you have to understand that I don't care. I really don't care. But the thing is, like, you're making always it as an issue. In the sense that
On the podcast, brother.
Yeah, but the thing is,
this the podcast. I don't do it outside of this.
Which you have.
But no real issues. But no real issues come
you
out.
Actually you actually have.
I know. I told a person.
Now
go.
I'm Oprah. We've got Mike here.
No, go ahead.
We've got Joaquin.
You know what I tell people? I say, "Hey man, go watch my podcast with
DJ Rico 6.5."
Hey, hold on.
I'm Maury Povich. I tell you, you're not the father. Hey, enough.
I'm gonna quote you word for word what you said. Hey, outside the podcast, you actually was talking to a podcast, and he goes, "Hey man, you gotta come on hear my podcast." He said his wife sucks his dick.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
you
no.
did.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, check this out, man.
That's your business, bro.
Hey,
TMI.
I don't stop that? For a second. This
no,
is
wait,
what I
wait,
wanna
wait.
Say.
T
first.
Oh, I don't
before
know.
Before you
M,
come. No, stop.
I can't do a TMI.
If you come on Heat Level Podcast, I tell you, listen to this podcast so you know what's going on.
I like that.
Our conversation and it came up and it came out, guess what? That's your content.
That is fine.
So if I do want to promote that episode, I would talk about some things that are in that episode. But to be honest with you,
we talked about so many things.
We did.
Yeah, and guess what? I talk about the Amazon spending, and I talk about the small kitchen when I promote that too. Right. See, he only heard the part
part.
But you're not around me. When I'm around you, I bring that up because it's a funny inside joke.
Right.
Stop for a second. I ain't going to go out on the DJ Rico, the asset report, like, hey, man,
he was
talking about some private stuff and this girl doing. No, I never did that. I only do it when you're around me, brother. That's when I do it.
But is it still cool? Is it still cool, though? That's another question. Is it still cool, though?
When I promote that episode.
But is it inside joke on both parts?
Listen, I promote. It don't matter. It was said on the podcast. So that's not my control. One of y'all might. That's not my control. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? What you say on the podcast, Costa Nova said all this shit on the podcast where Vlad TV say, hey, I put this out.
Is Vlad a culture vulture?
No, I don't think so, but that's just my opinion.
You don't think it's
but
a culture
basically
vulture?
What I'm trying to tell Mike is this right here, man. I fuck with you, but you know what? If you want to set the type of boundaries, let's go ahead and set them boundaries so we know where them boundaries
are. Would you risk friendship for content?
Would I risk friendship for content? First and foremost, if you come on a podcast, I'm not editing your content. I tell you that before. The only edits I put
I didn't get that memo.
Oh, yes, I did. I told you at your radio station. I said, I don't edit shit. My man said, bro, that's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, bro, podcast is a whole nother level, bro.
Yeah, then
yeah,
it,
I don't
look,
care.
Hey,
yeah,
what you say is what you say on here, and you got to be able to back it up.
And then it's going to come out, and it's going
to
come out. And this is the thing. I said, go listen to my podcast.
No, it's like when I had certain conversations, I said, well, I'm not going to say no names, but this situation went like this.
It's
I still know how to
edit
myself.
I feel like DJ Rico's episode went smoother than mine, though. I think mine went a little more.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because, for one, you ain't hear the song he got about riding down the
E-Way.
I'm gonna put that thing on E-Way in this coast, man. You gotta this coast sometimes.
So Piwa, so what do you think?
You made me freestyle.
What do you think? So how you feel if you come on a podcast and you speak some content? Cause look, that's another thing that he just brought to the forefront.
No.
If you come in here, you speaking content now.
No, it is.
What you say is what you say. Is it a problem of me promoting the episode or saying something that happened on the episode?
Yeah.
Right, it's still on the episode. Right. Now, is it a problem me talking about what
you're
happened
hate,
on the
you,
episode?
You're going to hear my answer. You're going to hate my answer because it's going to be two-sided every time. Okay. So on one side, what happens on episodes and what we do, and what we do in this content business is good. Because in our personal lives, we'll have riffs, we'll have disagreements. You know what I'm saying? We'll have different things that we just feel comfortable with. That's okay, too. But on the other side, too, hey, if that's the content, we can use that and it can benefit everybody else. It can, you know, somebody else is having this discussion. It's like, hey, man, somebody might YouTube one of my old videos or something, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm cool with my kids seeing that. Yeah. But then, you know what I'm saying? And so, censoring it.
And that's
it's a real conversation.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
real conversation.
Entertainment. It's going to be seen one day, and you're going to have to explain it.
I don't mind that. I mean, I've done shit that you cannot believe that I've done.
No, you say you don't mind that. We got that part.
But that's
right?
what I was just going from my perspective.
Yeah. So your perspective, the thing is like this. I tell everybody. Mm-hmm. I say, look, man, I don't do no edits. Only time I edit, it'll be something like a break, but I don't do no edits. We put it out what you're speaking, and that's what's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Well, how you are or how you carry yourself.
Even, so,
you know, we're live. You know?
Yeah, you know, like, so it's like, that's the way that it goes. Now, his thing is, like I said, bring it up, but remember something. If I'm promoting the episode, okay, it has 5K. Actually, it has more views than any other
episode. You're going to talk your issue. You're going to flex.
So I'm going to flex with that episode like you would do with a hot song, right? You got a song that you're talking about your life in, and they grab that. What you going to do?
It's funny, man. It's funny, man. I asked my kid one time, like, hey, man, I might got a song out there. If you hear it, let me know. And she was just like, well, all right. I asked her how she would feel. And she was just like, well, first of all, I'm like, yeah, that's my daddy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that you kind of be proud that this is circulating or is doing whatever it's doing. But at the same time, you know, there was a little bit of uncomfortableness of just, but she needs to know who I am. I'm not going to hide who I am.
That's fine.
So I get the not censorship part. She needs to know who I am, how I move.
Yeah.
Just what my usual self is.
Yeah, like, you know my stepkids, love my stepkids together. They know the
They'll
most.
Know you.
They know a lot of shit I say. They already know what the fuck's up. They already know how I go. They already know. They going to school listening to WAP. So what the fuck I'm saying?
So
don't mean
it's
shit.
Not even you. Nothing. You're mild.
I'm just being
WAP,
real.
WAP is hot sauce. You mild sauce.
Yeah, I'm not even that.
You're not even turned up like that. You're not even turned up.
You know, I'm not even feeling. You feel me? Yay, she got that. You know, I might be saying some slick shit, but even
I remember back when I was a teenager and a kid, I listened to nasty songs and all that different
stuff.
Yeah, and I can remember some of my favorite ones. I might still DJ
Uncle
to Lugle, this day.
Uncle Lugle's before
dude,
your time.
Dude, I grew up with Two Life Crew.
Two Life Crew was before your time.
Four Boys, Master P Group back then had that song. I can tell.
Hey, you don't want to say too much.
But I'm leaving your eyes.
I can tell you what was wrong. Whoa, it was bad.
You know,
tell me your boo.
Imagine being 13. Guess what?
I dropped that record to this day.
Dude, I had a girlfriend back there, and our song was, Me So Horny.
Me So. Love you a long time.
That was the first song we did.
It was kind of racist, too. I got to say at the same time. It was kind of.
Well, I mean.
Horny and racist.
Well, I was 11, 12 years old.
Love you a long time.
Yeah, who would have known? It was extremely racist, you know.
Yeah,
but you know, and I was talking to my daughter about it. It's like the stuff that you listen to is, you know, you don't even know how bad it is, you know. And right. I'll tell you, I've listened to really, really bad.
Hey,
I grew up with one of the first tapes I bought was Two Life Crew.
The funniest thing right here, right? You sound like a father. My man's right here, man. You understand how it is. Like, just, you can't always predict how things are going to go.
Oh, yeah.
You can't always predict how things are going to go. You have to be truthful and transcendent in where, who you are. Same for, and it's not even to children, to family, to parents. I'm going to say this. I'm not the only first renegade kid in here. I know that for sure. He talks. Man. I know everybody. Oh, everybody man. Parents ain't
I
happy
let
with everything.
I get all his shame.
I know.
I got family members going, no. That's impossible. That you
can't
that.
Please everybody.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hey, look, man. Let me tell everybody, man. Everybody. I would like to apologize for being a guy that just... don't give a fuck, okay? So look,
hey, the show got sentimental. The show got sentimental. It did. He was high.
No,
he was like,
no,
what
no,
is
no,
this?
No,
no,
like,
look, no, let me tell you something. I argue with my girl a lot. You know why we argue? Because I don't give a fuck. Hey, don't mean I don't love her, right? I'm just saying,
you want me to be honest with you?
I'm one of them guys.
You want to be honest with you? 2 weeks ago, I heard something else, bro. I heard something from a real stranger.
No doubt, they told me.
You're give a F. Meters low. They just told me, just like, you cool. We love you. You cool dude.
Yeah.
Every time you come around, but we can just tell.
Nigga, turn the fuck up, my nigga. All right, now look, we going to get to our segment, man. The new segment that we got is called Under the Bus. So y'all know what's up, man. I want to see who the fuck you about to throw under the goddamn bus, baby. Here we go. So are you going to say you're going to listen to my man DMX? Will you take DMX over Jay-Z or will you take Jay-Z over DMX? Let's do it.
This to me? This directly to me?
That's straight to you. Who's going under that bus? DMX or Jay-Z or Jay-Z over DMX?
DMX survives. Jay-Z goes under.
So Jay-Z, guess what? Yo, ass DMX is the Rob. Have been we kicked should've... under the motherfucking
DMX
bus.
DMX is the Rob. DMX from the struggle.
DMX.
Like, that's my guy.
Yes. Like Jay-Z. You have been kicked under the bus by DJ Piwa. It's over with. You will never get a motherfucking co-sign.
I'll never be on Rock Nation. No, I'm going to work with Rock Nation. We can do this. We can parlay. Yeah. I can do like Sports Network. It's over.
Okay, so yeah, what's up, y'all? We coming to our last segment of the day. But first, before we get to our last segment of the day, tell them where they can find your Piwa Buffett.
Hey, man. P-I-W-A. Put in work always. Piwa. That's always do. P-I-W-A. Put in work always. So if you find me anywhere on social media, it's PIWA_Buffett. That's on whatever social sites you're on. And just keep in touch with the movement. I appreciate it. And love being on Heat Level Podcast.
I ain't no doubt on that. So we going to get to the last segment of the day, which is called Brutally Honest. I'm sorry now. I will warn you as I warn everybody and warned you.
This has been the worst podcast I've been on.
Check this out.
Yeah.
What you say will be aired. So let's go, y'all. This is a Brutally Honest question. Let me bring my paper up to my eyes so I can say a little bit.
Worst podcast ever, bro.
Here you go. Brutally Honest question. Have you ever fucked someone's mother that you knew? Let's get it.
No, but I...
Let's get it. Have you fucked somebody you knew, mama? Have you fucked somebody you knew, mama?
I want to tell you, man.
Let's get it.
You have a terrible podcast.
Let's get it.
No. But I thought about it.
Do you believe me?
No, I haven't, but I wish I could.
There's that MILF.
Actually, no.
There's that mother I'd like to.
I fucked somebody's mom that I didn't know it was their mom.
You're a terrible man.
Does that count?
I'm never coming back, bro.
Does that count?
He didn't know.
He didn't hit or anything.
No, he hit. So what he didn't know.
Waka Flocka's mom, she's a manager and stuff.
I did.
She's cool. Okay. She's
I think
cool.
It does count because even though he didn't know, he got to know the person.
So it crosses over
to that boundary.
Do you believe that people are telling the truth? You think P was telling the truth? Because if he don't, I'm finna rag his ass.
So let me go. You ain't got no MILF fantasy or none of that?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, he does.
No. But not like my direct peoples. But I got some.
You didn't look at somebody's mom and go, oh, hey, dear God, come on.
That's nice.
Hey, y'all. I'm sorry.
Let me be your pool boy for a day.
I do not believe you.
I'm young and free.
DJ Piwa. I'm young and free. You have fucked somebody's mama that you knew. Yes, you have. You lied through your teeth.
I tried to get there, but I couldn't.
DJ Rico, he's from Zimbabwe. He's from Africa. They fuck everybody, mama. They tell me nothing. You're lying. Stop telling a lie on the podcast. I know you got a girl. I know you got a wife. But you done fucked somebody, mama. Who mama was it? Was it your homie mama? Or was it somebody you smoked weed with, mama? Somebody you grew up for 25 years,
why
mama.
Why couldn't have been a school teacher?
Is it somebody
school
that called you collect
no,
and
teacher.
You in there boning they mama? One thing, you boning somebody, mama, you know. You're lying out of your teeth. You get your ass
wait,
right
wait,
down.
Wait, it's a school teacher. No, wait. No, you attacking me. You attacking me, bro. I was
and guess what?
I went to East Magnet, bro.
I never did it. I have did it. I have did it. I said I never did it. I was going to lie. But yes, I have.
And I'm never coming back.
So does that make me a fucked up motherfucker? Yes, it does.
And I'm never coming back.
But I was younger, and it's over
it's
with.
It's over with. It's done.
But I piped up.
I'm never coming back.
More than one time. I piped up twice. I think it was three.
It's not
maybe
your fault.
It was all 10 fingers.
It's just not your fault.
It's not my fight. She wanted the dick. I gave her the dick.
Oh, my gosh.
I know I knew the person, mom. It was his mom. But, hey, at the end of the day, he could have been her mom. It could have been his mom. I don't know.
You're a terrible friend.
I know
that is. That's what that is. He was a terrible friend.
Never said it was my friend.
It wasn't your friend.
I said someone you knew. Did you hear the question? Yes. Yes.
Terrible.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming to the podcast.
That's
doing what you got to do.
It's
I appreciate that, DJ Piwa. Hey, yo, DJ Rico, appreciate you coming through, man. Yeah, and you wearing the He Love Entertainment shirt. Mike, appreciate you coming too.
Hey, let's play
even though
him.
Even though Mike got mad at me, he okay.
I didn't get mad at you.
Man, it's all love.
He said if I got mad at you,
it's all
I
love.
Will poke my stomach out.
I never got mad at you.
I know. That's what we do, man. We talk shit. And maybe if y'all listen to this, this shit will boost us up too. Because y'all can hear the conversation. It's all content, baby. Let's
and you being an asshole.
Hey,
I love
so if y'all want to go listen to my music, man, y'all go WYQEEL. That's WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Mumu on Spotify, Pandora, wherever you get your music at. And if y'all want to go to this podcast, it's Heat Level Podcast. It's Heat Level Podcast. And y'all can get that wherever, heatlevelpodcast.com. Or if y'all want to go listen to my music, I mean, y'all want to see my videos, my bad. Y'all go to YKing TV. That's WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Mumu TV. So y'all know what's up. Make sure y'all like, comment, and share. And the brutally honest question of the day was, have you ever fucked someone's mother that you knew? So you knew this guy and you fucked his mama. And for the girls, if you knew this girl and you fucked her father, that's cool too.
That
so y'all make
way.
Sure y'all like, comment, share down below, and y'all can subscribe to the channel.
Oh my God.
Yo, DJ Piwa.
That's happened. PIWA putting
DJ
in work
Rico,
always Piwa.
DJ Rico 615.
And Mike Q.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Quiñones.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Great podcast.
So y'all know how I always say, I'm about this bitch.
I'm never coming back.